You can sense culture at work. When you first come into contact with an organization, a company, a department, a division, or a team, you get an immediate impression of its working culture long before you can articulate why you feel the way you do about it. Sometimes you sense the crackle of energy of purposeful people enjoying their work and doing it well. Other times you just know that the culture is so toxic that if it weren't for the paycheck, nobody would show up. Culture matters. It is fairly apparent that high-performing organizations have favorable cultural profiles. The people enjoy working for the organization and are pleased with and proud of the quality of their work. They feel that the organization values them and in return do all they can to produce valuable work products. Poor performing organizations most often have cultures that are part of the problem. Culture influences performance, and performance influences culture. The connections between culture and performance are complex, reciprocal, and anything but obvious, and you need to care about both of them. The more you care about performance, the more you need to care about culture. Anyone who is responsible for a complex team, endeavor, or continuous process is aware that the methods in use, the technology, and the work ethic don't provide a complete explanation for why people and teams perform as they do. There is something else at work. That something else is its culture. You often hear allusions to it. The culture of this place just didn't allow us to pull off that initiative. Or, it was the culture that lost us some of our best people. But when asked to explain just what the culture is, or even what a phrase like our organization's culture really means, most people come up blank. Today's fluid work environments make working culture harder to assess, but even more important. We used to bump into workmates when we went for coffee in the office kitchen. We would chat about work and about personal things. These personal chats over coffee lubricated our communication and made us feel closer to our workmates. However, an employee in a temporary workspace that will be hers only for the duration of the current project, or the one working at home, or the guy in the office whose teammates live in another country, still have the same cultural needs. Wherever they are, they have to feel valued. They need to have the same amount of socializing and interpersonal interaction as they had in the kitchen. They need the same understanding of the goals and the direction. They need the same sense of safety and belonging as anyone working in co-located space. The need for good working culture does not go away if you move out of a joint space, but you have to think about it to get it right.